Chapter 13, Expand, Integrating Your Well Life. Commit to your well life. With all the pieces in place, or most of them, momentum, magic, and expansion start to happen. This chapter is about taking what you've set into motion and reinforcing your commitment and participation. It's about making refinements for enhanced results and being persistent. It's about opening your eyes to the abundance of opportunities available to you. It's about letting your wellness extend to all parts of your body and mind, all facets of your life, and then taking it to the world at large.
So you've chosen a sweeter life, with a structure that supports you to take care of yourself and achieve your goal, and the space to connect and grow in this human experience. It's a good time to revisit the meaning of commitment. Now that the ball is rolling, what exactly does commitment entail, and what will it do for you?
You've probably never had a job for which you committed to just clock in, contribute in the most minimal way, clock out, and collect your paycheck. No, when you were hired, there was an implicit understanding that you'd use all your skills and experience, you'd enhance the workplace, and you'd do your best. Likewise, anyone who's conscious during their wedding vows understands that "till death do us part" is just a fraction of the commitment. You actually committed to co-create a mutually positive experience. Without continuing to feed it and tend to it, merely sticking around isn't in the spirit of commitment. Commitment doesn't mean a relationship can never end, but as we see it, as long as you're committed, it makes sense to act like you're committed. Commit. Do it for yourself. When you sincerely commit, the heart of the commitment is the quality of participation you'll bring. Real commitment has more to do with the spirit of your presence than anything else. We often focus on the structure of the commitment while neglecting the sweetness and space. For any number of reasons, it's hard. You're tired, you're bored, you're scared, you're underpaid, your partner doesn't participate at the same level that you do. You may ignore your commitment and withdraw your participation. It's important to recognize how significantly this hurts your own happiness, self-trust, and sense of self-worth. It's like saying, "Because I dislike the terms, I'm going to stop participating in the enhancement of my own life." When you're functioning at this level, you often carry around a feeling of guilt or drudgery. Not only do you have a sense that your follow-through is half-assed, you know that you're really breaking a commitment with yourself. When you're struggling with pain, loneliness, or burden, you can forget that life is a gift. But if you become quiet, in the space, you eventually start to remember. With this recognition comes a feeling of gratitude and inspiration that makes you want to show up as fully as you can, though it may be hard at times to see the incentive to show up fully for your boss or partner. You can always choose to do it for yourself. Remember, if you notice that you're not following through on your commitment to your plan, your work, your partner, your kids, yourself, see if you can uncover what you've been committing to instead. Comfort? Control? Security? Facebook? Stay awake and choose. Every time you notice you've unconsciously eclipsed a true commitment with something else, make a mental or verbal statement of choice, such as, "I choose to be completely present with my kids right now," or "I choose to take care of myself," or "I choose to be happy."